From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Aren't there enough in-car distractions already? Cell phones, plug-in coffee warmers, lighted makeup mirrors? Still, lest you get bored simply driving around, car makers are now adding TVs and DVD players. This to the horror of some safety advocates. Here's Day to Day's technology expert, Shenny Jardin, to steer us through what's going on.
Patriots. I think New England Patriots.
This is ESPN right now, Sports Center.
Complete football team.
Hey, why are you wearing a mop on?
Believe it or not, I'm not channel surfing inside someone's living room. I'm inside a Lincoln Navigator.
There. I'll go outside.
Yeah, an old
keep
cartoon,
company.
Yogi Bear. One of my favorites as a kid.
It sure gets hot in this bear suit.
No Ranger inside, eh? I get the picture.
All a Ranger inside.
Don't you say anything.
Brian Walters is showing me the huge variety of satellite TV channels he receives inside his car.
You'll like it here.
Walters is one of millions of American drivers who are enjoying in-car video entertainment systems. Many cars are now being sold pre-equipped with a video display. But for some people, like Walters, one screen in the back seat isn't enough. He has multiple displays in the front and rear seats capable of displaying satellite TV, terrestrial TV, DVD, a PlayStation gaming system, and GPS navigation and mapping, all at once or each on their own screen.
It's really nice when you're traveling and the kids get to watch TV or play PlayStation or whatever. They're not bugging you saying, are we there yet?
Not only does Walters have all of these gadgets installed inside his Lincoln Navigator, but in his Corvette and...
I have it in my Lexus also. I have three TV screens in there with navigation, DVD player, and so there's...
When you're driving down the freeway in your Lincoln Navigator with all these video screens going at night, has anyone ever stopped you and asked you about the vehicle?
Sometimes. Well, it was really weird. The other day, a friend of mine was behind me. I was leaving, and my back screen was down, and there was Playboy Station on. And she saw Playboy going on from behind my car and called me on the cell phone and said, what are you watching? So, yeah, that was kind of funny. If you're watching something, people could see it from behind you and stuff.
It's scenarios like this that have legislators worried. Nearly 40 states limit where video displays can be placed in vehicles. California recently passed a new law that makes it illegal for entertainment systems to be on in the front seat while driving. Auto manufacturers and reputable aftermarket entertainment installers include a disabling feature that prevents entertainment display while the vehicle is in motion. But John Haynes from Southern California car customizers Al and Ed's Auto Sound acknowledges that it's both easy and illegal for drivers to override that safety feature.
Yeah, it's absolutely illegal and it's extremely dangerous because just looking at the screen for just a moment and looking up and finding a situation in front of you could be life-threatening, literally.
What's the maximum number of screens that you have installed or seen installed in a vehicle like this?
Well, the most I've ever seen is 11 screens.
Why on earth would anyone need 11 screens in the car?
I'm a little bit on the old side, but I believe my son tells me bling bling. It's all about really that. Like 11 screens is all. Hey, you know what? I'm into this stuff, and I'm in your face with it, and I'm showing off what I have. Obviously, you can't even put 11 passengers in the car.
If you really want to watch a program and you really want to watch a movie, you need to sit home or go to the movies. You should not be driving on the freeway.
California Assemblywoman Sarah Reyes wrote the new law, which updates existing state law that previously applied only to conventional TV receivers.
As we went through the process in California of dealing with cell phones being used in cars and distractions, we saw growing technology in the video systems. And those tend to be a little bit more distracting than a cell phone, and we saw that as a growing market and thought we had to address that. We have to understand, you don't usually take your house and drive it around on a freeway. You take your car. When you take your car, you're putting on a public transportation roadway, and you're putting other people's lives in danger and in jeopardy.
But Adam Thier, director of telecommunication studies at the conservative libertarian Cato Institute in Washington, D.C., believes government shouldn't try to outlaw any one specific in-car technology.
It can be compelling that that is a bigger distraction than maybe eating a Big Mac and drinking a cup of coffee. But then again, I don't know, because obviously even though a video display device was inside the cabin of an automobile can be distracting to the driver, it can be something that is entertaining to the passengers and obviously something that a lot of parents want for their children. I don't necessarily want our policymakers to start carving out all of these activities or technologies we can and cannot use.
As long as new electronic gadgets are introduced to entice drivers, and as long as there are enthusiasts like Brian Walters, this debate won't be going away.
What will you do next?
Maybe internet access. Who knows?
For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin in Los Angeles.